This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
G from Pennsylvania on the text line asked me a great question because there's several layers to it. And he asked me, how long is Belichick going to coach? And that's a tough one to answer because I think now it's kind of an unknown because I think there's a hard on right now on for two guys. One for Brady to prove that he was the ultimate difference maker, and I think he's doing it right now in Tampa because they're, what are they, 5-2, I want to say? I want to say they're 5-2. I'm pretty sure of that.
Yes, I think they lost to New Orleans, and then they lost to the Bears on Thursday night.
Right.
5-2.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're 5-2. So you've got the New England Patriots, who are 2-4, and you've got the Buccaneers, who are 5-2. They'll be taking on the Giants on Monday night, so they'll probably be 6-2 when it's all said and done. And the Patriots now... You know, you see Cam coming out that you got to win and this and that, and they're 2-4, and they're in Buffalo, and Buffalo's 5-2. And if Buffalo wins and goes to 6-2 and drops the Patriots to 2-5, all of a sudden now those are the reverse records from Tampa and New England. And so I think Belichick also wanted to prove that he's the guy to the world, right? And so this is the interesting part now. What happens if Belichick can't find that quarterback again? And he runs his head into the wall over and over again and never gets over that hump because he doesn't have that quarterback. So how long does he stay in the embarrassing mode? Right? Because it becomes a little bit of egg on your face that you scared off Tom Brady when he could still play for you for another year or two. You could try to keep building a contender around him and you legitimately have a shot. Now you have no shot. Hell, you're not even on pace to make the playoffs. And you've made a decision with, follow me here, Cam Newton, who can't play quarterback and really is not and never been a good passer in his life, never will be. You brought Brian Hoyer in. And then the Jarrett Stidham project so far hasn't worked. So you've made a lot of stupid decisions at quarterback. Stidham doesn't deserve that right now because it's only his second year and he's really not playing much. So it's hard to develop a kid that's not playing. But the other two decisions were catastrophically stupid. Actually, the other three decisions. One, letting go of Brady. Two, signing Brian Hoyer and thinking he can play for you. And then the third one, Cam Newton. So it's a great question, G, because it's an unknown. I don't know how stubborn he'll be for how long.
How much does running down Shula's record?
I don't think it has anything to do with
nothing.
It. Nothing.
It's about winning and losing from a year to year.
Yes. It's about winning a title without Brady. That's what it's about. And it's about Brady winning a title without Belichick. And whichever one does it first says checkmate. So you know Brady's not going to play much longer. It's maybe another year or two after this. That's about it. I don't think he can play much longer than that.
So this isn't even about legacy or all time. This is about my ego against his ego and proving the other
100%
needed me.
100%. It's all it is.
God,
his
that's
ego.
Man, you know what?
That's all it is.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So to me, that's where I think this thing ends. It's which guy ends up with a title. And if neither you remember when Shaq left Kobe, he comes here, wins the title, and how's my ass taste? Remember that? And then Kobe then answered back, and they got Spanish, which is one of the brothers, the Spanish guys. Damn it, the big center. What's his name? That he named his kid. I think he named his girl Brianna. Gasol
brothers.
And well, they got Paul, and they ended up winning two titles. And so then Kobe was able to get his fourth and fifth title. So then he got his revenge back. It's kind of like that. If Brady wins the title, he'll tell Bill Belichick, how's my ass taste? And if Belichick wins the title over Brady, he'll say, how's my Subway's taste? You know, whatever. Something like that.